get you to reach out.
Amos 10 Exes, Billboard Singles, Hit 107.
I came here for love.
It's tough out there for the singles of Adelaide. Tinder is rubbish. In winter as well, no one goes out as much.
For the emergency services, apparently.
They come out the door.
Look, they're always out and about, staying fit. But look, this is an easier way to find love. You're up there on a billboard, which we've given up from our very own show. You're displayed there in four locations, and lots of people have been leaving messages for our singles up there, and we'll set them up on a date.
This girl today, Sam. Very excited about this.
Yep, Sam.
Big response online.
Huge.
Litness.
Witness the litness. Yep, let's welcome her on. She was a phone date for one of our bachelors last week. But Sam, welcome to Billboard Singles as your own individual.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well, thanks. Mate.
We know you as the girl that loves to get lit.
Oh, can I just clarify that I do not go to Red Square?
Was that words we put in your mouth?
Yeah, you guys said it. I was like, oh my God, I can't even tell them that I do not go to Red Square.
Well, Sam, where do you go? Where do you get lit?
Oh, I love Rocket, a bit of Fat Controller, but never Red. Like, no.
Unless it's a Friday, because they're good people at Red Square, and they, of course, host R&B Fridays. We love those people. Sam, let's talk about you for a second. We're going to have you on a billboard. Why should Adelaide men or women fall in love with you?
Because I'm amazing. I'm so funny, and I'm just ready to share that with somebody.
What do you do, mate?
I work in retail, pretty boring, you know, nothing exciting. But I'm excited, so that's the fun part.
And what are you looking for? What's the guy that you're going to end up dating like? What kind of qualities does he have?
He's got to be funny. He's got to be tall because I'm actually related to the BFD, so I'm also a giant myself.
How tall are you, Sam?
I am 6'1", so I'm like 185 centimetres. Yep. Yeah, so I need your height in centimetres. So it's just like...
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out as well. I'm 182. Jeez, you've got me.
You know what? I would deal with eye level, like, that I can deal with.
What do you not want, Sam? Like, what is a big no-no?
I don't like arrogant guys. They make me unwell.
Despite the fact you did get on the phone and say, I'm funny, I'm awesome.
Yeah, but it's different because, like, I am funny.
It's the truth.
Funny, outgoing, not shy, because I'm obviously not shy. 24 to 30.
Tell us about your dating history. Have you been in a long-term relationship before? Have you always been pretty much single?
Yeah, I had like one long-term relationship. It was pretty gross, to be honest. I'm not really sure what I was thinking, but that's fine.
How come? What was gross about it?
I just made some weird decisions when I was younger. And
we all did.
I look back and I'm like, whoa, are you okay? But it's all right because I'm good now.
Okay.
I love this
now
girl.
Now you know what you want.
I'm so on board.
Now, Sam.
I love you guys. You don't even know. I ring every day. Like, you probably don't know that, but I ring all the time.
Sam, we're going to have you on the billboards all across Adelaide, West Terrace, Hindley Street, Port Road in Bowden.
Stop. I'm going to get a photo with every single one. Oh, my God. Have you ever harassed a radio station? Have you got on a billboard? No, you haven't.
But I want to know, if we were to put a slogan that describes Sam in Morfordville for everybody, what would your slogan be?
Witness the litness.
Yes.
There it is.
I love it. Oh, Sam, you're a bit of fun. I'm sure we'll get a few messages for you and we will set you up on a date.
Oh, my God. No.
Trust me, we will.
Witness the litness. Sam, you are officially part of the Billboard Singles 2017.
Oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. I'm so excited.
And we're going to check your voicemails up next and put you on some live phone dates with guys who have actually left you voicemails.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I think I love you. I want you to reach out.
Amos, Ken, Angus, Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Billboard Singles, we've given up our billboard to advertise the singles of Adelaide. One of those is the incredibly bubbly Sam. She is a lot of fun. This is how she describes herself.
Hi, my name's Sam. I'm 24. I'm looking for a fun, outgoing guy. Height's probably a requirement, but, you know, I could be lenient. I'm fun. I work in retail. I love to get lit, obviously. If you don't know that, then you need to leave.
She is a bit of fun, and so a lot of guys left her voicemails.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Sam. What did the boy volcano say to the girl volcano? I love you. My name's Alistair. I'm 28. I'm a rugby player. I'm a bit over 6'1", and I think you look all right.
G'day, Kit.
Hey, Sam. My name's Ill. That's what they call me, but my real name's Ilya. I'm a DJ and a chippy. And, I reckon you're right, eh?
Let's have a bit of a go.
Hello, this is Frank Walker. Seen your photo up there, Sam. You look beautiful. Love to catch up for a date. Just Google my number.
Hey, Sam, this is Jackson. Just giving you a call. Hey, Sam, I called before. I think I lost reception on the way home, but I love going out.
Hey, Sam, my name's Josh. I love to party and get real lit, and I'm 6'1" on a good day and would love to take you on a date.
All right. So there's a whole bunch of single men of Adelaide who want to catch up.
He's 5 foot on a bad day, though. It's bizarre. His spine can just crunch down like that.
Now, our witness to litness girl, Sam, in Morphettville, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. You ready to go on these dates?
I'm so ready. This is the funniest thing I think I've ever done.
Okay, we've chosen three blokes who have left you voicemails. The first person that you're going to be going on a date with, and it starts now, is Gabe in Hope Valley. Go for it.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So just quickly, could you just describe yourself to me?
All right. I'm 6'3".
Oh, nice.
I play footy on the weekends.
Yep.
I work in Unley at a real estate place.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love my weekends, Saturdays.
Yeah.
Got to go out.
Quick question, though. What colour are your eyes? Do you or have you had braces? Do you need them? Just, you know, those things.
Okay. Interesting. I have had them.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
I had them probably like 6 years ago.
Eye colour?
That's all right.
Eye colour? Oh, it's hard to say. Hang on. Let me go in the mirror.
Don't have your eye colour.
You got to go with Invisalign over braces, mate. Come on.
Let's meet your second date, Sam Jackson. Your date starts now.
Hello.
How you going? Hey, how you going?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's up?
Nothing much. Well, I'll just pop in a call. You know, I heard you're single. So I'll throw my name out there.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm outgoing. I'm a Muay Thai fighter.
Wow, yep.
Yeah, love the weekend. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure every bloke says that, but, you know.
God, yeah.
What about you? What's your favourite spot on a weekend?
Well, obviously Rocket. My favourite spot ever. I love them so much. If you don't go there, then we have a problem.
Yeah, no.
Hello?
Yeah, he's not giving you much there. We'll move on. This is Ilya in Semaphore. You are on with your date, Sam. Go take it away.
How you going?
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, pretty much, like, I'm Ilya, I'm 24, I'm a DJ.
Yep,
I'm all about the fitness and the litness.
Oh, of course.
But you got to keep it, you know, under wraps. But, eye level. We'll go with that.
Can I have it in centimetres?
Probably like 180.
Oh, okay, yep. No, all right, I'll think about that.
Oh, yeah, no, come on, that's not
that bad. I mean, it's like, that's a little bit lower than eye level. It's like, that's like 6 foot, but it's all right, it's fine, we'll work with it.
Why do you like reds and fat so much? I mean, not reds, but, Rocket.
I don't know, I think I'm off the rooftop because I don't mind the dark.
To get
That's great.
Ilya, man, I'm playing your playlist, bro.
I know, Sandstorm, what's going on?
Is this actually your playlist?
Hey?
It'd have to be your playlist.
Okay, there you go. Ilya, good gear, mate. Sam, you've got your pick. Who are you going to be taking out on a date this weekend, a Rocket or Fats?
You had Gabe, Jackson, or Ilya?
Oh my God. I can't really remember which one was which is horrible.
You got a DJ, you got a Muay Thai fighter, you got a real estate agent.
Look, I'm going to pick the 6'3 one. I don't know which one that was, but
Gabe. Gabe is 6'3? You're 6'3, right, Gabe?
Yeah, yeah.
Mate, from the bleachers, I thought you were boring as hell. Congratulations, mate. You've won the date.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you better be funny. We're going to have a problem.
Don't worry. I'll be a surprise.
Did you not hear the 90 seconds you're on the air with him, mate? Because we all did. Snorefest.
The 6'3", he's on. You know, he might liven up for the date. Whoa. Give him a chance, everybody.
God.
Can we just
don't get
a bit
in
of
my situation.
Ilya, bro.
Spewing for Ilya.
It doesn't matter. We'll get you to the Republic Norwood, bro. Now, we're going to be having a singles party, Ilya, and you're invited, all right? So make sure you bring your friends. You can all come to the party,
honestly,
all right?
Honestly, that is truly the Western Bulldogs premiership of last year. No one saw it coming.
Okay, from the bleachers. It's Amos, Kat and Angus. We are doing a Billboard Singles thanks to Republic
Don't Norwood. Don't leave us hanging.
Home of the $5 espresso martini. Happy hour!
Lit!
Lit!
Witness the litness.
It's the Amos, Kat and Angus catch-up.
Hit 107.
Hit 107. I came here
for love. You can advertise on a billboard, usually for financial gain, advertise your business, get yourself out there, brand awareness, stuff like that. But instead of that, we're getting some people aware of some single people in Adelaide. And if you'd like to date them, you just have to simply call up and leave a voicemail. Let's meet Jimmy.
G'day guys, I'm Jimmy. I'm 27 years of age and I'm an electrician. Looking for a girl that's fun, outgoing, witty, good personality and likes to go out on the weekends and enjoy herself.
There you go. Just a nice Aussie guy. Tradie, Jimmy. We like him.
He was very, very popular both on Facebook and in the voicemails. Let's have a listen to some of the people that left messages.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Jimmy. I'm Alicia. I love going to the gym 3-4 times a week. I'm a brunette. Love walking the dog on the beach. If interested, give me a call.
What do I say? Hi, it's Alex. I'm a brunette. I'd love to catch up for a coffee. And yeah.
Hi, Jimmy. My name's Jocelyn, but everyone calls me Joss. I'm 24 and a journalist, and I have a huge sweet tooth, but I spend a lot of time in the gym working out. Give me a call and you can be my workout buddy.
Hey, Jimmy. It's Andrea. I'm 25. I'm a teacher. I like the gym too. I'm always up for a good time. I think I'm pretty fun.
Hi, my name is Gemma. I'm 23 years old. I'm a dance teacher. His profile really interested me.
Jimmy the electrician, you caught my eye. I'd love to meet you, my oh my. I'm a teacher, I'm brunette, and I love to have fun. Look no further, because I'm the one. So Jimmy, please take me on a date, because I am Kate the Great.
Little even poem at the end there.
Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, hey, how are we?
Good, mate. Congratulations. A lot of great sounding voicemails in there. We should mention in some of your prerequisites, you did prefer brunettes and girls who keep fit. That's why a lot of those girls mentioned those qualities.
Hey, did you like the poem, yeah. Jimmy?
Yeah, mate. No, there was some good ones left there.
Good news. Kate, who left the voicemail poem.
Kate the Great.
Kate the Great is one of the people you're about to have a phone date with. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll see if you can keep the rhyming up.
Yeah, right. It's going to be tough. But this is our favourite bit, the awkward phone dates. Jimmy, hopefully you go in there with a bit of a plan, but I'm looking forward to hearing them next.
Yeah. Jimmy, you're going to hang around and you're going to date a couple of girls, Amy, Gemma and Kate?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
Hit 107. I came here
for love. Stand by for phone dates. But first, what on earth are we doing? We've given up our billboards to advertise singles of Adelaide. They're up all around the city. You can see them. If you like them, you simply leave a voicemail. And if you select, you've got something about you, you've got a bit of charisma, we'll put you on the phone for a real date. Let's meet Jimmy, who's about to do the dates.
G'day, guys. I'm Jimmy. I'm 27 years of age and I'm an electrician. Looking for a girl that's fun, outgoing, witty, good personality and likes to go out on the weekends and enjoy yourself.
Big Jimmy, you're about to go on 3 live phone dates. Now, these are all ladies who left you voicemails after seeing your number on the billboard. You excited for this? Have you got some banter ready? Have you got anything written down or pre-prepared?
Nah, I haven't actually. Just wing it. See.
That's the right one.
I actually like it when they just wing it, quite frankly. Well, Jimmy, let's first introduce you to Amy. Amy, you've started your date.
Hi, Jimmy. How you going?
Yeah, good and yourself?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. It's kind of weird. It must be weird for you, though, not even knowing what I look like.
No, that's all good.
Do you want me to try and describe myself?
Yeah.
Go for it. Well, I'm tall-ish, about 5'9". I've got brown eyes, brown hair, short brown hair, slim. My muscles definitely wouldn't be as big as yours, so.
And what do you get up to on the weekend?
I walk my dog a lot, enjoy watching the football, watching movies.
Okay, there you go. That's all you get there, Jimmy. That's your time with Amy. You ready to move on to your next live phone date?
Yeah. Sure am.
That was pretty good. Kate in Norwood, you're on the air. Oh, this is Kate the Great. Good luck, Kate.
No worries. Hey, Jimmy, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. And yourself, Kate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Did you appreciate my ride? I put a little bit of effort into it.
I did, actually.
Yeah, and I'll see if I continue on the rhyming. Okay. Well, I'm 29 and I'm pretty fine. I'm 27 and you look like you're from heaven. That's a bit lame, but, you know, I thought I'd rhyme with it and go with it.
No, that was good.
What do you look for in a great mate?
Someone that's easy to talk to and I can just hang out with in general. You know, no fighting over pity sort of things. Just, just a good partner that's easy to talk to and loves to have a bit of fun.
Good one. Kate the Great, locked away.
Okay, let's move on to Larissa. You are on your phone date with Jimmy.
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So I suppose I better give you some info on me to help you make your decision there. Now, I know you like football, but I really hope you're not a Port supporter because I might as well end up hanging up now.
No, definitely not.
Good. And on the weekends, yeah, obviously I like to go out for a drink or two or something like that. What would be your ideal first date?
Ideal first date? This time of the year, probably just to go out to a nice fancy restaurant, have a good meal, probably a couple glasses of red,
yeah,
and then just see where it takes us, I guess, if you're in the mood to go out for a dance.
All right.
Yeah.
Go on, Larissa, that's your date. Jimmy, would you sleep with someone on the first date?
No, I don't think I would. I'd probably try and take it easy. I mean, if I'm trying to find the right girl, I don't think that would be the right girl.
Oh, Jimmy's good saying answer. All the right things.
He's a tradie, ladies. He's 27 years old. His name is Jimmy. He's our Billboard single.
Now, Jimmy, you have the choice of Amy was first, Kate the Great was second, and Larissa was third. Three great choices. Who are you going to go with to go out on a date?
I think I might go with Larissa.
Larissa!
I thought the poet...
Congratulations, Larissa. You guys are going to be going out on a date this weekend. We'll pay for it. We'll chaperone you and put some microphones in front of your mouths and find out your real reaction straight after it.
And in the end of the day, you didn't pick Kate. She's all alone and all she can do is master hit the...